Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn McLaughlin. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is hit by the pitch. Vale moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Vale moves to third. Kingman moves to second. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a line drive into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin bunts towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. Blackwell moves to second. Two outs. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu is 0 for 1 in the game. Dehazu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Blackwell and he is out, Sizemore applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vale for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez juggles the ball. That's an error on Perez. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up towards third. Ontivero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-0 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ivan De Jesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesu is 0-for-2 in the game. De Jesu bunts towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. McLaughlin moves to second. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McLaughlin moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-2 in the game. Ontiveros strikes out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimsley hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive towards second. Sizemore catches it and steps on second to double up Cromartie. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard pinch hits for Lynn McLaughlin. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan De Jesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesu is 0 for 2 in the game. De Jesu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Tidrow covering, for the out. Perez moves to second. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perez scores. It's Cubs, 3, Expos, 3. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Valentine moves to second. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Chris Spear. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Blackwell for a passed ball. Valentine moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is walked intentionally. Jim Mason pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Ross Grimsley. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton takes first base on ball 4. Valentine scores. Parrish moves to third. Mason moves to second. It's 4-3, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Mason now playing shortstop. Stan Bonson now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 3 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. One out. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Scott Thompson. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Ted Sizemore. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Delone steals second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Elias Sosa now pitching. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 3 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Vale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing right field. Barry Foote now catching. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Foote and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Valentine goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 5, Expos, 5. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 4 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cromarty strikes out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-4 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Sanderson now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-4 in the game. Ontiveros strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote strikes out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is hit by the pitch. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutter fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sutter. Parrish moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-4 in the game. DeJesus strikes out. One out. Ken Holtzman pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-5 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.